Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Lansing resident Matthew Wilcox is a graduate student in library science at Wayne State University with an emphasis on video and audio preservation. His practicum work has led to a number of projects at the MSU Archive. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Matthew Wilcox in our studios about some of those projects and Matthew's longtime interest in media and history.
When I was a kid, my folks had an old VHS camcorder, and I was constantly recording things and doing editing and stuff like that. When I was in my 20s, I went off to Pittsburgh and I studied audio production. So audio and video has kind of been in my history, you know, pretty much my whole life. But I'm just starting to get into the digitization of audio and video. So it's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah. What are some of the projects that you've worked on? And tell me about, you know, physically what happens. What is it that you're looking to preserve, and then what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Michigan State University has got a really rich legacy that's captured on lots of different types of tape-based media and film, things like that. And when I first started with my practicum, Ed Bush over at the archives showed me a room that was filled with reels of film and different types of tapes. So we got to work on starting to digitize some of that. And mostly what I've been working with here during my practicum has been U-matic tapes, which are kind of like video cassettes, are much bigger, and they were really popular during like the 70s and 80s. So some of the projects I've been working on have been tapes of former President John DiBiagio. One of the coolest things that I've been working with is I did a digitization of MSU's 1989 commencement, and the guest speaker was Stevie Wonder.
In the concept of music, as you very well know, it does start with an idea, with a feeling, with a desire to take that feeling, that idea that you have within you, to create as a writer or composer or an arranger, to create the right kinds of chords, the right kinds of harmonies that feel right. Feel right from what you've heard inside your heart, inside your mind, to take those chords and to create something that's going to feel good to all that will hear. All that will hear the music, all that will, through hearing it, will be able to feel that expression.
That was really cool to see him doing the first commencement at the Breslin Center and also receiving an honorary Doctorate of Humanities.
What happens with these pneumatic tapes, maybe other media, if they aren't preserved digitally? Why the need to do this?
Well, depending on the format, the problem is if they sit for a long enough time, they're not stored properly, if they're not shelved properly, they can begin to deteriorate. So a lot of colleges are starting to take on projects where they're digitizing the media, and many times they'll have folks who will actually work on restoring the media. Mm-hmm. Michigan State University libraries have just created a media preservation librarian position, and the individual that takes on the responsibilities for that role is going to be very beneficial for helping to make sure that some of the older forms of media are preserved while digitizing the media and making sure that it's available easily enough for students to use, not just on computers, but on their iPads, on their cell phones, smartphones.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the notion of having the proper way to play things back.
Right.
We don't have proper equipment in some cases to play back a reel-to-reel tape at a radio station.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Finding the equipment is really tricky. And I know that with the work that I'm doing at the archives, for example, we've got a very limited amount of equipment that we can work with. We've got a U-matic deck, a VHS deck, and a cassette deck, and you know, just a few other items. Fortunately, the archives has a film and video preservation fund that people can contribute to. If they go onto the archives website, which is archives.msu.edu, there's a link up at the top of the page that says giving, and when you click on that, you'll see a link on that page that'll allow you to donate to the Film and Video Preservation Fund. And any money that they can get will help go towards the purchase of equipment to help further digitize and preserve these forms of media.
Well, I say Magic Johnson almost revolutionized the game of basketball. He put the importance of the pass and the assist above the basket. Before Irvin's great performances, not only at the high school level, winning the NCAA championship in 1979, and then his play in all of the championship series and games that he had, suddenly everyone is looking for a different view of professional basketball, and it was a carryover to all of basketball. The passer was as important as the shooter.
I'm talking with Matthew Wilcox, Lansing resident and Wayne State University graduate student, working here at the MSU campus to preserve various media, audio, and video in digital form. Matthew, what are some of the, you've mentioned a couple of the things that you've run across. Can you think of any other sort of gold nuggets in your travels that you've been able to see or listen to?
Yeah, I've found a couple of old reels of film from back in the 1940s. These have been transferred over to U-matic tape, and I'm slowly starting to digitize them, make them available on MSU's On the Banks website, which is onthebanks.msu.edu. And it's a great place to be able to check out some of the different forms of video and audio and print media that have been digitized. One of the films is a 1947 football game
right.
against the University of Michigan, where unfortunately the Spartans got clobbered 55-0.
Naturally, we're mighty interested in football here at State. And on Saturday afternoons in the fall, you'll find most of the student body following the crowd to Macklin Stadium. The stadium was enlarged to accommodate 50,000 a few years ago, but it's filled to overflowing for the big games of the year. No wonder with those MSC Spartans in the Western Conference, the toughest college football league in the country.
Another really cool one is a film from 1944, which talks about the campus's war efforts during World War II.
Like all the land-grant colleges, Michigan State trains its men students in military science. Reserve commissions in the Army and Air Force are available to those who complete the advanced courses. Our school is proud of the great...
What is it about this work that is rewarding to you?
Well, like I said, Michigan State's got a really great legacy. They've got a wonderful heritage, and a lot of it is captured on different forms of tape media. And unfortunately, a lot of this media is just sort of sitting away in storage, and students don't really have the capabilities or the equipment to be able to access this information. Through digitization, it becomes more readily available. It'll be a lot easier for a student to be able to access the media through the use of their smartphones or through the computers at the MSU libraries.
The Nutrition Lab in the School of Home Economics will interest the girls in your class. Jean spends a lot of her time here. This school opens the way to careers in nutrition, dietetics, teaching, commercial food service, and other professions for which women are especially qualified. The photo of our art studio.
You must have an interest in history, too. I mean, there's the media part of it, but there's also must be a passion for knowing our past and our history.
Yeah, and that's always kind of been there as well. When I was a kid, I was interested in the U.S. presidents and learning about all the, you know, the United States and the capitals, things like that. Right. So that's always kind of been with me. But my career path has been kind of a zigzag from audio, visual to retail management. But now that I'm working towards my library degree, which is something that I've been wanting to do for many, many years, I finally figured out the path that I want to take, and it's working with audiovisual digitization.
Lansing's Matthew Wilcox, a graduate student at Wayne State University. Good luck with your archiving in the future.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
It won't be long until our class graduates, making room for you and your friends. Even though I've told you all I can, you will be here 4 years, too, before you realize all that Michigan State can mean to you.